one thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Are you there? All right, I want you carefully to read verse 1. The word was what?
God.
Now, the writer pauses for a moment and begins to talk about someone. Go, look at verse 6. Go on. Stop. Who is he talking about now? John. He says there was a man sent from God. Whose name was John? He tells us that John was sent to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. Then he tells us clearly, John was not that light. Because John was a great man. And certain people believed in John. But he tells us through the scriptures and by the Spirit that John was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, verse 9. Oh, hallelujah. Aye. That was what? Now, he's brought in something else. I want you to notice this. He talks about the Word. And the Word was God. Then he brings in another thing. He calls him the light. He's given him another name. The light. And we all know the word of God is light. We'll come to that shortly. And then he says that light was the true light. Why? Because there are many lights, brothers and sisters. There are many lights. Many false lights. And they don't give you the right colors. Many false lights. So he tells us about the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. That's the reason there is a God-shaped vacuum in every human spirit. Everyone has a knowledge inside him that there is a living God. Including the atheists. Now come on. Let's read this thing. Oh, 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 glory to God. Now, look at verse 10. Huh? Read it, come on. He. Come, stop. The word is what? He. He. Say it with me. He.
He.
Now, he's been talking about the word, the light, which is the true light. Now, he says, he. All right, read it. Ah? Uh-huh. The world was what? We read earlier. This must be talking about the word one more time. Because without him was not anything made. That was made. All right? The Word. Now he says, he was in the world. And the world was made by him. and the world knew him not. Thank you, Jesus. It's an honor to know Jesus. I'm telling you. Come on, read verse 10 into verse 11. Come on. Stop. This is awesome. He says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power. Because you cannot be a child of God by yourself. Your mother cannot make you a child of God. Your dad cannot make you a child of God. Your works cannot make you a child of God. Your age cannot make you a child of God. He says here, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power, the authority, the ability to become, glory to God. You remember what he said to Peter and the other disciples? He said, follow me and I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. He said, I'll make you. He has the power. He says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the ability. He gave the authority. He gave the power to become the sons of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even to them that believe on his name. Oh, great news. See why I like to preach the gospel? I feel like everybody ought to hear it. I feel like the whole world ought to know it. Yes. 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 Because only those who receive him receive the power to become. How can you receive one of whom you have never heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? Somebody's got to tell you about him. And then when you hear it, at least you have an opportunity to believe. And if you believe in his name, you receive the power to become. That's why we preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The 13th verse. Ah, that verse. That verse is everything. I'm telling you. That 13th verse is the closest that John could pick. You know, this book was written long after so many things in the book of Acts. Don't think that the book of Matthew was written before Mark, and then before Luke, and then before John, and then before Acts, and then you think that they were being written as the works were being done. No. John wrote this after he had known the epistles. He had read them. But the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So the Holy Ghost ensured that each one stayed in the area that he wanted them to stay, not to go beyond. So John, in his writing, gets so close to wanting to give us something of the new contract. But then he barely gives us a glimpse into that glory and he stops. And this is that verse where he comes so close. Where he would have just let the cat out of the bag, you understand? But then he stopped. Look at it. You've got to read 12 into 13 so you understand it. One to go. To them. Oh. Which not blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. He's talking about being born again. He's telling you that when you become a child of God, because it says, to those who believe in his name, he gave the power to become the sons of God. Then he says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I could preach for the rest of the year on that. Every day, I said, that is everything. You know what it's telling you? That when you're born again, the life in you is not the life of blood. Now, it's important for you to understand this. The Bible tells us that the blood of man is the life of his flesh. The life of your body is in your blood. Hey, come on. If you've read about that in science, it ought to tell you that. The life of the human body is in the blood. That's why a baby, when a baby is born, the blood of that baby doesn't come from the mother. It comes from the father. The blood of that baby doesn't mix with the blood of the mother as long as that baby is in the womb. The life of that child is in the blood, and the blood comes from the father. That's the life of your body. Hallelujah.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Are you there? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The 13th verse. Look at it. You've got to read 12 into 13 so you understand it. One, two, go. To them. Oh. Which, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He's talking about being born again. He's telling you that when you become a child of God, because it says, to those who believe in his name, he gave the power to become the sons of God. Then he says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Now he tells us, when you become a child of God, by being born again, like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. And that's exactly what John is talking about. He says, which were born not of blood. Now, Paul puts it in a better way when he gives it to us in Romans, the 8th chapter and 11th verse. He says, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he said, that same spirit shall vitalize your mortal body. That spirit shall give life to your mortal body. In other words, the life of your body is no longer by blood. When you understand this, sickness will be an old story. Listen, listen. Don't live by human experience. Live by word experience. Because God says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. He didn't say because their experiences are terrible. He said because they lack knowledge. And the Bible says, through knowledge shall the righteous be delivered into his inheritance. Your inheritance is waiting for you, but your knowledge will put you over. And if you're ignorant, you'll suffer. And nobody can help you. The life of your body, when you're born again, is no longer by blood. That's why he says, they that dwell therein, talking about the kingdom of God, talking about Zion, he says, they that dwell therein shall not say, I am sick. Oh, what about when sickness fastens its hold in their body? What about when you discover symptoms of sickness or disease in your body? It makes no difference. I said it makes no difference. The Bible says about Abraham, the father of faith, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Against hope, he believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. That's what you call the fight of faith. The fight of faith is, see, remember the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. It calls it a good fight. What's the meaning of the fight of faith? The fight of faith is when you know in the word of God that divine health belongs to you and yet sickness comes to your body. It's a fight of faith. It's when you hold on to your faith and you say, I refuse to go down under this pressure. I refuse to submit myself to this sickness. I refuse to die. I refuse to be sick. This disease cannot stay in my body. That's the fight of faith. And when you say it, it seems like it's getting worse. It seems like the pain is getting more intense. And you say, devil, you're a liar. You can throw your best shot. I refuse to be sick. That's the fight of faith. The fight of faith is when all hell has broken loose in your office. And you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Are you still there? We are more than conquerors. You see, John almost got right into it. Hiya. But you know, that's not where we want to stop. I want you to read verse 14. We're talking about the word. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? This Jesus. Hiya. Who is he? All right, now look at verse 14. I want you all to read it together. One, two, go. Hiya. Hey. Hey. Full of grace and truth. Look at that. He says, and the word was made flesh. The Greek rendering says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He says, we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's talking about Jesus. He says, the word became flesh. The word which was in the beginning with God. The Bible says he himself was God. All things were made by him. Now he says that word became flesh and dwelt among us. He says he came unto his own and his own received him not. He says he was in the world. The world was made by him and the world knew him not. Think about it. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power, the ability, the authority to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. And then, you know, John, He can just turn this thing loose. And he goes again. He's trying to pick something out of it. I want you to look at that 16th verse. It's so touching. Come on, read it. And, of his fullness have all we received. Of his fullness. Do you know what he's talking about? Of his fullness. Oh! Of his fullness. He says every one of us has gotten out of it. We've gotten something out of his fullness. What was his fullness? In the 26th verse of St. John's Gospel, 5th chapter, Jesus said something. I want you to turn in there and read it. I said, nobody ever talked like Jesus. Nobody talked like Jesus. I want you to read it. One, two, go. Stop. Let's wait for some others. Are you all there now? All right. One, two, go. All right. Then you ask, why then is Jesus called the Son of God? I will tell you. Are you ready? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why is Jesus called the Son of God? If Jesus is God, why then is he called the Son of God? How many of you are asking that question? Because if you're not asking, it's no use for me to stay there. I'll just go on to something else. How many of you are asking, if Jesus is God, which you are willing to believe, why then is he called the Son of God? How many of you are asking? If there are many of you, I will explain it. But if you already know, it's no use for me to talk about it. All right. If Jesus is God, why is he called the Son of God? Thank you, Lord Jesus. First, do you know what it is for someone to be called God? Let's start from there. Do you know the meaning of the word God, G-O-D? Come on now, talk to me. You are here. Don't act like you're not here. You are here. I can see you. What is God? Who is God? What is God? When you say God, what are you referring to? What are those things that should characterize such deity to be called God? Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, you act your faith. We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since, and it never came out. And from time to time you feel that discomfort from within you, and when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream.
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out!
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Linnisveg 61, 19147 Hegvik, Sollentuna Common. Worship with us on Sundays by 11 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, please call 073-733-0570 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.